Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Thursday, October 3rd. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive right in. Today, we're discussing the alarming rise in heart attacks among young, seemingly healthy individuals. Let's start with the numbers. What do the recent statistics tell us about this trend?
Well, Ted, the data is quite shocking, to say the least. In 2019, about 0.3% of Americans aged 18 to 44 had a heart attack. Fast forward to last year, and that number jumped to 0.5%. Now, I know percentages can be a bit abstract, so let me break it down. That's a whopping 66% increase in just 4 years. We're talking about a massive spike in a really short time frame here.
While those numbers are concerning, we need to put this in perspective. It's still a relatively small percentage of the population. Let's not cause unnecessary panic. We're talking about 1 in 200 people.
Small percentage or not, it's a significant increase that we can't ignore. 1 in 5 heart attack patients is now younger than 40. That's a major shift in demographics. We're seeing a trend where heart attacks are no longer just an old person's problem. This is affecting people in the prime
True.
Of their lives.
But couldn't this be due to better detection methods or increased awareness leading to more reporting? We have to consider all angles here. Maybe we're just getting better at identifying
Unlikely,
these cases
Kate.
Early.
Doctors are calling this rise alarming. If it were just better detection, they wouldn't be so concerned. These are medical professionals who see patients day in and day out. They're not going to raise red flags over improved diagnostics. This is a
interesting points
increase.
From both of you. Now let's dig a little deeper. What factors are thought to be contributing to this increase?
There are several potential causes we need to consider, Ted. We're looking at increased drug use, rising obesity rates, more sedentary lifestyles, and poor diets. These are all issues we need to address as a society. It's not just one thing, but a perfect storm of factors that are hitting our younger population hard. We need to tackle these issues head-on if we want to reverse this trend.
While Kate brings up valid points, we can't overlook the elephant in the room, the COVID-19 pandemic. The timing strongly suggests it played a significant role. Look, we can't ignore the fact that this massive spike coincides with the global health crisis we've been facing. It's not just a coincidence.
That's speculation, Eric. We can't definitively link the pandemic to this increase without more research. There are so many other factors at play. We need solid evidence before we start.
It's not just speculation, Kate. Studies have shown that COVID-19 can cause widespread inflammation in the body, potentially damaging the heart or leading to blood clots. We're talking about a virus that's known to affect multiple organ systems. The cardiovascular impact is.
But what about the millions of young people who had COVID and didn't have heart issues? We can't jump to conclusions. There's still so
Let's look at this from a historical perspective. Can you think of any similar health crises in the past that might provide insight into our current situation?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918-1920. Following that outbreak, there was a significant increase in cardiovascular disease cases. It's a historical parallel that we can't ignore. We're seeing a similar pattern unfold right before our eyes.
That's ancient history. How can you compare a modern health crisis to something that happened over a century ago? Medical science has advanced so much since then. It's like comparing...
The parallels are striking, Kate. The Spanish flu, like COVID-19, was a respiratory illness that caused widespread inflammation. In the years following the pandemic, doctors noticed an uptick in heart-related issues among survivors. We're not talking about treatment here.
But medical knowledge and treatments have advanced significantly since then. We can't draw direct comparisons. The healthcare landscape is completely different now. We have so many.
The point isn't about treatment. It's about the long-term effects of a viral pandemic on cardiovascular health. In the 1920s and 1930s, doctors observed higher rates of coronary artery disease and other cardiac issues in Spanish flu survivors. We're seeing a similar pattern
emerging now. That still doesn't prove COVID-19 is causing this current increase in heart attacks among young people. There are so many other factors at play. We can't just focus on one potential cause.
It suggests a pattern we should be aware of, Kate. After the Spanish flu, it took years for the full cardiac impact to become apparent. We might be seeing the early stages of a similar phenomenon with COVID-19. We need to be proactive.
Interesting comparison. Now, let's discuss the potential role of lifestyle changes during the pandemic. How might these have contributed to the current situation?
The lockdowns led to increased sedentary behavior, poor eating habits, and higher stress levels. These factors alone could explain the rise in heart attacks. We're talking about millions of people suddenly stuck at home, many losing jobs, dealing with isolation. It's a recipe for health disasters.
While those are contributing factors, they don't account for the sudden spike. The Spanish flu comparison suggests we need to look deeper at the virus's direct impact on the cardiovascular system. We can't ignore the biological effects of the virus itself.
But we can't ignore the significant lifestyle changes. Stress, anxiety, and depression all surged during lockdowns, and these are known risk factors for heart attacks. Mental health plays
Looking
a
ahead,
role in physical.
How do you think this trend will unfold? What are the potential long-term implications?
I believe we're going to see a continued rise in heart attacks among young people. As we saw with the Spanish flu, the full cardiac impact may take years to manifest. We're potentially looking at a long-term health crisis that could affect an entire generation.
That's an overly pessimistic view. With increased awareness, we're likely to see more young people taking preventive measures, leading to a decline in cases. Education and lifestyle changes can make a huge difference. We shouldn't underestimate.
Awareness is important, but it may not be enough. We need to consider the possibility of long-term cardiovascular damage from COVID-19 infections. We're dealing with a virus that's shown it can affect multiple body systems. Heart health could be the next major frontier in post-COVID.
But medical advancements are happening rapidly. We're likely to develop better treatments and prevention strategies that will counteract this trend. Look at how quickly we developed vaccines.
While I hope you're right, we can't rely on future medical advancements. We need to act now to understand and address the root causes of this increase. Prevention is always better than cure, and right now,
what steps do you think should be taken to address this issue?
We need to focus on promoting healthier lifestyles among young people. Better diet, more exercise, stress management. These are key to preventing heart attacks. It's about education and creating environments that support healthy choices. We need to make it easier for people to live heart-healthy lives.
While those are important, we also need more research into the long-term cardiovascular effects of COVID-19. We should be screening young COVID survivors for heart issues. This isn't just about lifestyle. It's about understanding a potential new risk factor for heart disease.
That seems excessive. We can't subject every young person who's had COVID to cardiac screenings. The healthcare system is already strained. We need to be practical about our approach and focus on
prevention. It's not excessive if it saves lives. We're seeing fit, young people having heart attacks with no apparent risk factors. We need to understand why. If we can identify those at risk early, we can prevent tragedies. It's about being
proactive. But focusing too much on COVID might make us overlook other important factors, like the rise in obesity and diabetes among young people. These are known risk factors that we can address right now. We shouldn't put
We can address multiple factors simultaneously. Ignoring the potential link to COVID-19 would be irresponsible given the data we're seeing. It's not about focusing on one thing at the expense of others. It's about a comprehensive approach to a complex
Thank you both
problem.
For this insightful discussion. It's clear that the rise in heart attacks among young people is a complex issue with multiple factors at play. While there's disagreement on the primary causes, both of you agree that action needs to be taken, whether it's lifestyle changes, further research into COVID-19 effects, or a combination of approaches. Addressing this trend is crucial for the health of our younger generation. This is certainly a topic we'll be following closely. Thank you for tuning in to listen to.